The Defense Department's program to let employees use smartphones on the secret networks becoming more popular than anybody there ever imagined. After moving from the pilot to the full production stage in June, the Defense Mobile Classified Capability Secret is in demand, not just in the military, but all across the government. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on why the Pentagon's program is so popular. I have some preconceived notions, but step back for a moment and let's start with how the program works in the first place.
Right. The Defense Mobile Classified Capability Secret, DMCCS, of course, it has to have an acronym.
Of course.
It is
just
the DOT.
The great program, terrible acronym.
Actually, it lets users access both voice and data at the secret level from anywhere in the world. Now, the Defense Information Systems Agency piloted about 2,000 of these devices, mostly what they call a hardened version of the Samsung Galaxy S4 over the last few years. And in June, after the pilot, they said, we're going live. Now, if you remember, Francis, this capability is actually replacing something called the SMEPED. Now, that is an acronym.
That's an acronym.
The Secure Mobile Environment Portable Electronic Device. Now, this has been using 2G technologies since about five years. And DISA actually turned off the SMEPED as of July 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So the big difference here also is the fact that DOD is now using a commercial technology, a commercial smartphone, versus one that they had to actually hire, I think it was General Dynamics IT, to build from scratch. So that's the big difference. They always had something that could do secret. Now it's voice and data at a much, obviously, not the 2G network, but the 4G network.
I think I saw some tourists driving SMEPEDs around down near the Washington Monument last week. I don't have my rim shot. How many users in DOD have this capability right now?
So we know the pilot was about 2,000 users. Now that we're in full operational capability, it's about 750 users. And Kim Rice, DISA's mobility portfolio manager, says that number is only going to grow. In fact, Rice, who spoke today at the ATARC Federal Mobility Computing Summit, says DISA also recently rolled out the first mobile device management capability on the secret network. So you have two things here. You have a device and a device management capability.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what she's saying here is this is 750 is small to start maybe, but it's growing every month. More and more people are wanting it. And the idea here is we're setting up these enterprise services so agencies or defense military agencies can take advantage of it. Because being on the secret network actually is important for so many reasons, including anytime you go overseas, you know, you're told, don't take your cell phone, don't
mm-hmm.
take your computer, because it's only going to get hacked when you log on. Real quick, on the unclassified side, let me just give you a comparison. Currently, DOD has about 80,000 users that are still on BlackBerry devices, 25,000 on Apple and Android devices, and DOD is now looking to add Microsoft Windows devices and actually the Apple MacBook. So you'll see this growth of mobility and mobile devices is happening.
So this is a logical fit for the Defense Department. It would seem to me that outside of the military, it's a logical fit for the intelligence community. And I imagine there are other agencies besides the DOD that are interested.
In fact, a lot of civilian agencies are going, hey, we could use that too. And in fact, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, actually was a pilot user and took one of the phones overseas to test it out. And obviously, the State Department liked it so much, they actually put in an order to DISA to buy some of these Samsung phones, or they put in maybe an order to Samsung to buy these phones.
Mm-hmm.
Rice says about 10 other agencies. I could just imagine that those include Justice, DHS, Treasury, just to name a couple, are interested in this technology as well. And she says DOD coalition partners, so we're talking about, you know, the allies, like whether it's Great Britain or Australia or South Korea, also are interested in using this technology. So it's very interesting that the civilian world is saying, hey, we could do this too.
Okay. You mentioned the technology involved here, and it speaks to one of the broader issues all across government. You said that the phone here is a hardened version of the Samsung Galaxy S4. We're now up to the Samsung Galaxy S6, I believe, in the consumer technology. And so do we run the risk, I wonder, if we have any way of even knowing, if we run the risk of the technology being sufficiently far behind that the end users wind up not being interested in using the technology?
So one of the things about this is DOD recognizes they can't get they have to go commercial. Mm-hmm. They can't have things built by themselves. So what they hope can happen is, as these companies, whether it's Samsung or Apple or whomever, they eventually can allow on their network, that the move from S4 to S5, S6, et cetera, going forward is an easier move than it was to get there initially. Mm-hmm. So yes, I think they're always going to be behind. I think the government, that's just the government.
And that's not necessarily bad, to
Correct.
Be fair.
But I think long term they're going to say, let's make a process that can bring new technology more quickly. So what you described as people not wanting to use it doesn't happen.
Right, and that's the main thing. I mean, if you want to leverage these devices so that people will use them, it strikes me that you don't want to be so far behind. I guess S4 to S6 is probably a year, 18 months, 2 year. Window that it would be similar, I suppose, to having iPhone 5s available.
Correct.
On the iPhone platform.
And the other piece of this that that she didn't mention in too much detail is actually a voice capability for TSCI. So TSCI, the top secret level. I'll just add that. There's always an acronym. And basically, she said we're moving to test that as well. So they're not quite there for data, but definitely for voice.